"Are you a good boy?" he finally asked me. "I try to be, Lord," I said. "Look at me," he ordered, for I had lowered my eyes. He smiled when I met his gaze. There was no sign of the sickness he had complained of when I eavesdropped on him, and I wondered if, after all, he had been drunk that night. It would have explained his pathetic words, but now he was all earnestness. "How do you try to be good?" he asked. "I try to resist temptation, Lord," I said, remembering Beoka's words to him behind the tent. "That's good," he said. "Very good. And do you resist it?" "Not always," I said. Then hesitated, tempted to mischief, and then, as ever, yielded to temptation. "But I try, Lord," I said earnestly. "And I tell myself I should thank God for tempting me, and I praise him when he gives me the strength to resist the temptation." Both Beoka and Alfred stared at me, as if I had sprouted angel's wings. I was only repeating the nonsense I had heard Beoka advise Alfred in the dark, but they thought it revealed my great holiness, and I encouraged them by trying to look meek, innocent, and pious. "You are a sign from God, Uhtred," Alfred said fervently. "Do you say your prayers?" "Every day, Lord," I said, and did not add that those prayers were addressed to Odin. "And what is that about your neck? A crucifix?" He had seen the leather thong, and when I did not answer, he leaned forward and plucked out Thor's hammer that had been hidden behind my shirt. "Dear God," he said, and made the sign of the cross. "And you wear those too?" he added, grimacing at my two arm rings that were cut with Danish rune letters. I must have looked a proper little heathen. "They make me wear them, Lord," I said, and felt his impulse to tear the pagan symbol off the thong. "And beat me if I don't," I added hastily. "Do they beat you often?" he asked. "All the time, Lord," I lied. He shook his head sadly, then let the hammer fall. "A graven image," he said, "must be a heavy burden for a small boy." "I was hoping, Lord," Beoka intervened, "that we could ransom him." "Us?" Alfred asked. "Ransom him?" "He is the true Elderman of Bebbanburg," Beoka explained, "though his uncle has taken the title, but the uncle will not fight the Danes." Alfred gazed at me, thinking, then frowned. "Can you read, Uhtred?" he asked. "He has begun his lessons," Beoka answered for me. "I taught him, Lord, though in all honesty he was ever a reluctant pupil. Not good with his letters, I fear. His thorns were prickly and his ashes spindly."